Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, did you hear that during the break? Live radio here, broadcasting live into 154 cities as well as 53 countries. Did you hear that through the modern-day conservative propaganda outlets? You know, conservatives today are yesterday's liberals. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. You know, Matthew 5:13. Did you hear that? Did you hear the propaganda that they're promulgating? Did you hear what they said? Well, there's a school out there right now, and they've made a deal, and they basically told the kids that we'll drop the mandate, the mask mandate, if 80% of the children in school are vaccinated. Really? Anybody know what the Hegelian dialectic is, friends? That means two steps forward. They take a step back, but they got their the step that they wanted with their foot in the door. Folks, are we paying attention to what's going on here? All the kids dying that are taking the shots now? Anybody paying attention to this? So what do? They drive the narrative rather than pull back. Of course, because they want you to drink the Kool-Aid. This is insanity. I just seen this morning an actor. I was on a social media platform. His little six-month-old baby boy, sad as can be to watch it. He died. They didn't know why, right? This is what they do, is they throw their hands up in there and they say, we don't know why that just happened. 6 months old, fluid filled the baby's brain. Anybody paying attention statistically to women that are impregnated, that are taking these experimental shots as to what happens to the fruit of their womb? It kills the babies, okay? The American people, listen to me for your own sakes. Are you paying attention? Here, I want to show you something. This just came up. Tim Brown, show host from SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, just sent this over to me. And this goes on for 9 minutes and 50 seconds, and I'm not going to play the whole duration of it. But I just want you to pay attention to what most people are not paying attention to. Here we go. Check this out. What's happening to all of these young and old individuals? Here, I want to tell you this. Look at all these young musicians dying. Middle-aged actresses dying. Young influencers dying. Older actors dying. College athletes dying. Magicians and entertainers dying. Reality stars that are dying. Larry King, did anybody ask how he died? Oh, he died of old age. No, he was just fine until guess what? Yeah? Another actress, dead. NBA reporter, middle-aged, dead. An older actress, Cloris Leachman, dead. Comedian, dead. Another actress, dead. Another musician, dead. Screech, Saved by the Bell, dead. Christopher Plummer, an actor, dead. Anybody think this is odd? ESPN reporter, middle-aged, dead. Middle-aged reality star, dead. NFL coach, dead. What's been the mandates, friends? Mary Wilson, singer, dead. TikTok star, young, 20s, dead. Brandon Smith, Jeopardy champion, 25 years old, dead. Vincent Jackson, middle-aged, dead. Former NFL player, rapper Prince Marky D, dead. Reality star, 25, 30 years old, dead. Former NFL player, dead. Folks, what's the underlying theme here? Another young actor, dead. Bunny Wailer, reggae icon, dead. Older man, MLB player. Folks, goes on for 9 minutes and 50 seconds. Cliff Simon, middle-aged actor, dead. Marvin Hagler, just took the shot, he's dead. Reggie Warren, musician, dead. Frankie D. La Cruz, Major League Baseball player, dead. Young individual. Actor, Mr. Cotto, dead. Older man, Sabine Schmitz, a racing star, she's dead. NBA legend, Elgin Baylor, dead. Taylor D., country singer, middle-aged, dead. Is anybody paying attention, folks? I mean, we have politicians falling over dead on live TV. We have meteorologists falling over and news reporters falling over dead on live TV. We have preachers and pastors that were promoting the vaccines that are falling over dead live. Anybody paying attention to all of this, friends? Look at all of the young people that are dying. You've never seen this in all of your life. All these young people in their teens, in their early 20s, falling over dead. Linda Torres, a reality star, she's dead, middle-aged. B.B. Dickerson, a young man, a musician, dead. Actress Gloria Henry, older, she is now gone. John Paragon, another actor, dead. Again, is anybody paying attention? I'm just going to sit here. CNN legal analyst promoting the vaccine. She's dead a couple days after. Another young singer, dead. Prince Philip, dead. Good for him. Hate to be him. DMX, rapper, just took the shot. He's dead. Reality star, in her early 20s, dead. Adam Perkins, Vine star, a young man, probably in his early 20s, dead. Another actor, middle-aged, dead. Another actress, a little bit older than middle-aged, dead. What do they all have in common, friends? Okay? I don't need... You judge them by their fruit. College basketball star, dead. Another rapper, Black Rob, probably in his early 30s, dead. Reality star, Sunday Burquest, early 30s, she's dead. Alma Wahlberg, older woman, dead. Jim Steinman, composer, 35 to 40 years old, dead. Chris Brown, college football player, dead. Shock G, rapper, dead. Anybody want to guess as to what's going on here, friends? Anybody? I mean, folks, enough is enough, right, of the stupidity going on and the willful blindness coming from the American people as to suggest that this is not happening right in front of our eyes. Well, it is. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just playing a video during the first segment. It goes on for 9 minutes and 50 seconds of all of the people mysteriously dying across the United States of America. Mysteriously. I mean, if you want to take mysteriously, you can take that. But this is what we've been warning over and over and over and over again concerning this pandemic and the said experimental jabs. Look at this. Health Impact News just found that 12-year-old German boy dead after Pfizer shot, right? They're also finding that many of the young people in Germany, the German study finds zero COVID-19 deaths in healthy children, but the children are now dying from the vaccine. That's right. Obviously. Obviously, that's exactly what's happening. I showed you guys this the other day on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Young lives destroyed by COVID vaccines as they're being sold to the American people. What is it that we don't understand here? If we're to judge all men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, I'm showing you the fruit of those that are selling you this virus. Okay? I played some information from a Christine Anderson. She's a part of the parliamentary and that of the EU yesterday. She told you exactly what was going on there. Has nothing to do with the virus. If you take the shot, then you're protected from oppressive totalitarian governments, which in fact is a gamble because you just may lose your life in the process of that. I also wanted to show you, there was an article over here on Health Impact News as well, concerning individuals that are losing their limbs. I kid you negative. Losing their limbs, okay, from the adverse side effects of that of these said experimental jabs. Also, which is being reported, if I find that, I'll pull it up. Donald Trump admits his guilt in mass murder by lethal injection. Health Impact News. I developed the vaccine when everyone said it wasn't possible. Yep, he's the one that's responsible. He calls himself the father of the vaccine. Don't forget that, friends. He's the one that opened up the whole floodgates concerning what is in fact taking place here. Not just in the United States of America, but all over the world. Wanted to show you COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions. There is in the EU alone 31,014 dead. There's 2,890,600 injuries through November 20th, 2021. Again, friends, the list just goes on. We got kids' deaths popping up. Sudden deaths of children emerge all over the world. Just keep in mind, they just mandated or suggested, as they say, that young children 7 to 12 years old now take the shot. I've heard 5 to 11 as well. It's insane. Here's the unspoken elephant in the middle of the living room. Okay, you ready for this? You want to know who's not dying? Those that aren't taking these experimental jabs. You want to know who's not dying? Those that are not taking the experimental jabs. Is there a different way I need to say this to the American people? Read Leviticus 17:11, as well as Leviticus 19:19, and put this up against Scripture. That the thief comes only but to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, and it's exactly what the enemy of men's souls is doing through his little minions. Okay? There's only one way to put a stop to this virus, and it's lawfully dealing with those that are selling you this virus. You know, doesn't anybody think it's a little odd, going back to the first segment, that we just heard a commercial, a propaganda hit? That there's some sort of deal going on with elementary schools and middle schools and high schools that have, well, listen, we'll stop the mandates if they simply take the vaccination. Wait a second. Does everybody remember how this was sold to us? Just wear a mask for 2 weeks until the virus curves. Remember this? And then it went from that to now they're trying to force people, and if you don't wear one, then you can't buy or sell, Revelation 13:17. And then it went from that to vaccine passports right away. And in the middle of that, what happened? Well, you know, vaccines can bring about the result that we're looking for. But again, the writing's on the wall as to what the facts of the matter are, and yet nobody wants to pay attention to that. And here, let me say this to my friends. I don't care about all those people that are around you that don't believe a thing that you have to say. Just point their finger or your finger over to Health Impact News and show them what in fact is happening. Show them what in fact big tech means to censor. And I know that within the circles of people, individuals all across the globe, and I'm talking to America right now, though we broadcast into 53 countries. Keep in mind, we're beginning to hear in our small circles of people dying that have taken the experimental jabs. And yesterday I took time to show you who's profiting from driving you to take the poison. Administrators in hospitals, doctors and nurses in hospitals, coroners in hospitals, okay? Everything equated, everything led up to you taking the experimental jab and you dying from the experimental jab to you manufacturing the death certificate stating that they died of COVID, regardless if they lost their head or a limb or they bled out or they were shot to death. It doesn't matter. They get incentives. They get bonuses for getting people to take the test, for getting people to take the experimental jab, for getting people admitted into the hospital, and for people dying in manufacturing the said death certificates. Folks, it doesn't get any more obvious as to what's going on here. One more time. Here's the unspoken elephant in the middle of the living room. The people that aren't dying from these said experimental jabs are the ones that are not taking the experimental jabs. Okay? The ones that are not dying are the ones that are not going along with the propaganda narrative. It's genocide, America. I wanted to let you know, too, there's only one resolve, and I'm going to give it to you real quick. Attorney Reiner Fulmick on Nuremberg 2.0, he said this, and he's exactly right, and it's what I've said for 17 years on this radio program. Justice will not come through the courts. Why? Because the judges are failing to deliver justice on so many different levels. And by the way, just as a point of reference to the U.S. Constitution, bad judges need to be removed all the way from the Supreme Court to the lower courts. Article 3, Section 1, and Article 2, Section 4, impeachment applies to them, and so does prosecution. Put good judges in or on the bench. Okay, and keep in mind the Supreme Court, they're unelected bureaucrats, and every single one of them are globalist friends. Every single one of them. Okay, they're appointed for that purpose. But it's the American people, it's people across the globe that must bring forth justice. He said, justice will not come through the courts, but by the people rising up. But by the people rising up. Now we're talking about a comment made by an attorney. What does he know that we haven't told you? Oh, he's catching on to what it is that we've been telling you for 2 years now concerning the pandemic. It is a fraud, period. It is a fraud, period. Now, what I want to do, friends, again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can go ahead and give us a call, add to. If you have personal experience as to what we're talking about right now, please let us all hear of it, okay? Because we know that this is hitting home on so many different levels. I just heard another story yesterday. I have a friend that's in law enforcement. He said out of the five families that he knows of closest to him, four families have already been hit by those that have taken the experimental jab. I mean, that's called getting hit hard in a big way. And they are. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to something that I didn't get to yesterday, and I'm sorry about that. But you know what? When we get callers calling in, I make it your show, as promised, okay? And if we have to kick the can down the road just one day, well, then we'll do that. On the other side of this break, hard break, I'm going to come back and I'm asking you the question, do you remember who Tiffany Dover is? Remember the nurse that took the shot at the beginning of the pandemic? And she was in Alabama and she fell over right after she took it? Why is it that she hasn't reappeared ever since? I'm going to show you some video. I'm going to play some audio. Folks, they're doing their best to distract from Tiffany Dover. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media. The Biden administration this week signaled it would veto a Senate-led effort to nullify a vaccine mandate for private businesses, even as several Democratic lawmakers suggested they would support the effort. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday that if the bill comes to the president's desk, he will veto it. This is USA Radio News. Former Trump administration advisor Steve Bannon will stand trial for a contempt of Congress charge.
The former Trump advisor will stand trial starting July 18th. This comes after U.S. District Court Judge Carl Nichols set a date for jury selection to begin. Bannon was indicted after he refused to comply with a White House subpoena as part of a committee investigation into the events of January 6th. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Airline workers and patriots organized near Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport on Friday morning to protest the unconstitutional jab mandate. Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake.
Don't want their bosses telling them what they need to do medically, whether it be anything medically. You know, they don't want to get a vaccine. They should have the option. Last I heard, we're still a free country.
The city of Phoenix subsequently announced it is putting a pause on its vaccine mandate for all federal contract workers that was set to go into effect January 18th. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Asking for long sleeves now. Folks, check out the store, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Those are your ideas. We're not making any money off that. We are a ministry, just for the record, so do consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty. We would totally appreciate that. You keep us out there, and we've got much in front of us. We just got a date from Iowa. We're looking at Kansas City. We're talking about, well, we're getting the invitations back over to Colorado, and hopefully on that run we'll be back in California. We've already been invited to come back to Southern California, as well as in January we will be in Michigan. Fulfilling many of the invitations that were given unto us, will also be in Wisconsin. So we are out there, friends. We are being spent for the purpose of winning the day, because we believe that if, you know, as the preacher says, if you're willing to fight, God's willing to give you the victory. And what does it tell us in 6:12 of Timothy? You know what? It's called the good fight of faith, and we need to get back to it. I want to get over to this because, again, it was something that I missed yesterday. We had a caller, and we gave time to our caller because, again, this is your radio program, and I want to do my best to answer what it is that you're asking and what it is that is, in fact, applicable to the issues that you're dealing with. Again, we're called to be servants to the people, not to be served by the people. So with that said, I want to get over to this, and we did answer that, by the way, concerning one of our friends in Florida. But one of the things that I wanted to get to yesterday, I'm going to get to right now. Do you guys all remember the nurse, Tiffany Dover? A lot of people are asking the question, is she alive or is she dead? Well, we do know that they're using a body double to try to divert you from who Tiffany Dover, or actually to the point of which we're highlighting, is she alive or is she dead? So with that said, I want to play this audio video for you. You'll remember her when you see her on social media platforms. If not, I will narrate. But I've already watched the video. It's clearly not Tiffany Dover. They even go to the death records and they find that Tiffany died shortly thereafter taking the said vaccination. Is that credible? Again, friends, what I want to do is lay it to your candor. You decide. I'm not going to make up that decision for you. I want to play this for you again. This is Nurse Tiffany Dover. Over. And again, I want you to come to the conclusion on your own as if is she alive or is she dead when it comes to the nurse, Tiffany Dover, the woman that took the shot in Alabama where she passed out right in front of the world. You all remember that, right? Let's get to it. Oh, I don't know what that's about. I guess we're going to play a little music before we actually get into it. And that, for some reason, does not feel right to me, so we're going to just back off of that, and we're going to get over to it again. Okay, I get it. It's body double is what they're showing is a body double, and then the real Tiffany. The eyes are off. The part in the hair is clearly off. She was in Tennessee. Nurse manager passes out on camera after receiving Pfizer COVID vaccine. If you're on social media platforms, you probably all the well remember who she was. And what they're doing is trying to pass it off onto something else, which, in fact, does define as to what did take place with Tiffany in front of the world to see when she took the said experimental jab and then passed out. But they're going to show this in just a moment here. Yep. You guys all remember her? She takes the shot with a big smile on her face. She took the Pfizer vaccine. She slaps her hands together. She's so proud of it.
Really? But, I'm feeling really dizzy.
And then she starts getting real lightheaded just seconds later. She's up at the pulpit in front of the world, and then she falls to the ground. Tiffany faints. Okay? She faints. Okay. Whoa. And, of course, it had nothing to do with the experimental jab. The doctor's right there to tell everybody, oh, it has nothing to do with the vaccination, though she just took it seconds prior to her passing out or her fainting. Oh, it's clearly not her. And then a doctor speaks. Listen carefully.
What do you think was the case here?
I think that she got a shot in the arm and made her feel a little bit lightheaded. And she's recovered now. It's happened before. Apparently.
Okay. So this is normal behavior.
Doctor being interviewed by the news reporter. He's doing his best to cover.
With any vaccine.
And why is he covering? Because he gets paid. He sold his soul.
If you've been to the doctor and had blood work done before, some people get a little lightheaded when they see the needle going into their skin. This is the identical kind of reaction.
Yeah, this is normal activity, he's saying.
That's due to the vaccine whatsoever.
No, it has nothing to do with the vaccine.
But if you're afraid of needles
whatsoever,
or have a history of,
he says.
Getting a little bit worked up or sensitive around needles, take a minute afterwards.
Hey, folks, this is like someone getting shot, and the forensic specialist says it has nothing to do with the bullet. Has nothing to do with the bullet at all. Just believe what I say. Just follow my lead. I'm the professional here, and don't ask any questions. Look at this guy doing his best to cover for these experimental jabs. No, she was proud to take it. The doctor being interviewed, again, him doing his best.
Somebody fan you a little bit, take a drink of water. For people who have diabetes and are on insulin or have a predisposition to getting low blood sugar, having a little bit of glucose in the form of a cookie or a cracker is helpful too, because sometimes hypoglycemia can present this way as well. But just sitting down and taking a minute before going about your day.
Okay, so So the hospital, after she got the shot, was apparently getting so many inquiries about Tiffany's welfare that they decided to release a video that was intended to assure the public that she was just fine, but it didn't satisfy the inquiries, okay? And then the video comes out showing, allegedly, Tiffany Allwright at the hospital. Whoever put this together concerning this video was very thorough in what they were doing. When I came back to their Twitter page, it was not on private anymore. So the cover-up began concerning Tiffany. Okay, and it just shows you more medical propaganda. When you go to their page, nothing with Tiffany on it. Not a thing to do with Tiffany on it. Okay? But people kept asking questions as to where's Tiffany. Where's Tiffany? Where's Tiffany? Where's Tiffany? No Tiffany. What's going on, Tiffany? Yep, so this person types in, whatever happened to Tiffany Dover? Is she working there still? Question mark. Okay, that's the question. Okay, they sent the tweets. They did a great job on this video. Audio, they really did. You got to read everything, folks, and they're visualizing everything for you. So, should have gone to Specsavers. The woman identified now as Tiffany has a face mask on and never speaks. You can clearly see the part in the hair. Folks, it's simple to see. It's not the same girl. Okay, so what they did is they decided to put up a clone who parts her hair in the middle the way that Tiffany didn't. The hospital tried to sell to the world after Tiffany's death with a body double. You see how they're trying to cover this all up? This reminds me of stuff that happens in communist countries. They showed us the date 12/21/20. Okay? To con us that she was still alive, said this video. Okay? That's allegedly her in the center, for those that can see. Okay? Dover received her first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine on Thursday and fainted on camera several minutes later. She told reporters she has a condition that can cause her to faint when she feels pain. She said, it's common for me, she told reporters. I feel fine now. So she's an accomplice to crimes against humanity as well. But it didn't take for Tiffany. Okay? Didn't take for Tiffany. So what they did is they actually pulled the curtain back. Okay? It says, so whether or not Tiffany Dover is alive or not is still unknown. But certainly if she is still alive, she could end all of the speculation by simply appearing on camera again without a face mask and clearing this all up. Okay? And then they make reference to the fact that she's dead. Confirmed. Okay? Then they go over to the death records. Okay? Just to show you how this is all being played out in front of your faces. This is from Ancestry.com on December 25th, 2020. And they do a search on Tiffany Dover. Okay? Okay, that's her original last name. And then they also put in there that she lived in Alabama. Okay, so what she very well could have worked in Tennessee, living in Alabama. It's right next to each other. But what they find, friends, is when they do this Ancestry.com search, they find that she's dead. And they link it all the way back to her school pictures, which in fact was Tiffany Dover. Back then, Pontez. Okay? Wow, isn't this interesting how much time they take to cover up the crimes that they're guilty of on so many different levels? Okay. And then it goes on to her husband after they do a search on her as well. And then they cross-check her husband. And then it says concerning her husband that he was, in fact, married to Tiffany, who now became a Dover. And he is now without a wife, and they have one child. Guess who the mommy was? Tiffany Dover. Okay? Again, you're going to have to come up with your own conclusions here, friends, but I believe that this person here did a pretty thorough check, background check, on what took place here with Tiffany Dover. Okay? It says that she's dead now. She died in 2020. Okay? Yep. Death 2020 in Alabama. She's born in 1990. Boy, they did a really good job, folks. Okay, and as I said, what they did right after this is they then went over to the husband's records and found that, in fact, he was married to Tiffany, and she was, in fact, dead, and now he has the child with Tiffany, but Tiffany is no longer to be found. So I just wanted to do a little research. What are your thoughts? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, before it's news.com, top left side of the page, 1-866-582-9933. Showing you on screen right now, again, Health Impact News shows a little girl, Barry Gwen, or Gwen, and she wrote with a little picture of this little sweetie on it, "My beautiful, wonderful niece Harper, she is so precious and sweet. Please pray for her in Yeshua's mighty name for healing. She was given the injection 7 days ago, her first ever, and last night was taken to the ICU because she had a stroke and a hemorrhaging in her brain." Okay, this is what people do. And this is what angers me to the core. It angers me to the core. Okay, they don't want to listen to guys like me because we're theorists, right? But somehow or another, the 94% of the people that don't know how to tell the truth on the mainstream media, and the 94% of the people that don't believe them, for some reason or another, they told them the truth, and they don't believe them, Romans 1:18. But a guy that's telling them the truth, prevention is better than cure. I'm a conspiracy theorist, and those that she doesn't trust told her the truth this time. And now her little girl suffers the consequences of her ignorance and of her ignoring the warnings that the Lord was giving her. Right? This is why I continuously say, you know, Americans, a lot of people are going to wish they would have when they had the time to do it, yet failed to do it. The right time to do the right thing is today, right now. Okay? Please pray to Jesus for me concerning my little 7-year-old niece. You know, God forbid this happened to this little girl. But how many times were you told concerning the dangers of these said experimental jabs, but you refused to listen to them? That would have been God's voice, right? But you ignore the Lord, you go in, neck deep, your little niece pays the price, and then you have the audacity to turn around and say, please pray for her. Please pray for her healing. Yes, in this case, yes. Show mercy on the little girl. But I'll tell you what, friends, when you begin to see and pay attention to this, you see this all over the country. Nobody pays attention until after the fact, until they get in trouble. That's why my ministry right now is in such high demand. I'm the guy that people come back to when the country gets in trouble. Oh, without fail. Why? Because I knew that I was telling them the truth. I mean, it's ridiculous. It reminds me of the true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Psalm 19:11 says, by them thy servant is warned. Well, they took those signs down, those warning signs down. And they noticed cars kept going over the cliff and crashing at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon, a concern committee got together and they said, we need to remedy the problem. We need to fix the problem. By the way, this is a true story. You know what their remedy was? Let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. See the difference between God's commandments, which warn, and man's commandments, which make gain off of the destruction, off of those that refuse to listen to the Lord? Oh, folks, it's prevalent. It's prevalent. It's a sad day in America when we have to allow things like this to happen before we take notice on so many different levels. I'm going to get to some phone calls real quick. We got Denny calling in from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, thanks a lot for me coming on here. I just wanted to call. I got family members that's been in the politics since the 1970s, and we are on the Republican side. But, you know, again, what's Republican, what's Democrat? And, you know, I always said, you know, God comes first. But what I try to point out to people is we have a governor here at Holcomb in Indiana that's telling everybody, get the shot, get the shot. You pull up the screen on WOWO 1190 Broadcasting, they sit there and use him as a prop to tell everybody to get the shot, get the shot. We keep responding back not to get the shot. You're facing all kinds of troubles and tribulations. There'll be all kinds of problems he's going to have, that people are going to have if they get it. And I've got a family member that got the shot, ended up getting the COVID anyway, then ended up getting aneurysm. Corona aneurysm. Yep. My wife will explain it to you.
Corona aneurysm.
Yeah, she's a nurse. She's a nurse, okay?
Okay.
She's a nurse. She knows that. I'm very, very poor at that. But, you know,
well, Denny, maybe she should have been the one to call in. But you're doing okay. You're doing okay, Denny.
That's what I told him.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you tell him about what he said.
But they both, his brother and his stepmom both got a carotid aneurysm, same side carotid, same problem, within a week of each other.
Yep.
And my father-in-law ended up having cancer, melanoma on his face, on his hands, and it just doesn't go away. As much as they take off, it comes right back.
Yep, yep. Well, as they say, it's not a preventative. It's actually injecting the poison into the body, which is the cause of this. Yesterday, I actually showed a video of an individual that works at Pfizer. And she was doing the exposing on the inside, saying, listen, these vaccines, yes, they're blaming those that have not been vaccinated, but she said we already know through the research who's actually doing the shedding and the spreading, and it's those that have been vaccinated. So there's no surprise here. I mean, we know this. I think the objective here, ma'am, is to get the American people and the 53 countries listening to us right now to wake up to the reality of what's going on here. Denny, your wife, I I don't know your wife's name, but Mrs. Denny.
Yep,
just had a friend call in from Michigan. His friend was a sheriff, and he had told me he was 40, mid-40s, had a massive heart attack. I said, the first thing I asked him, I said, did he take the shot? He said he was fully vaccinated. That's exactly what we're dealing with right there. No question about it.
Yeah, you know, again, like I said before, you know, when I call up down there to the state house, I'm getting involved. I met you before, but I'm getting involved in that, and they're just so sad.
Amen.
We can't put God first. We got to put God first at the stand. And when I got down talking, they just, like, the Republicans, Democrats, and Indiana are fighting back and forth and won't come up with an answer on that, that they're removed. So we don't have the
force. Yeah, Danny, just keep in mind for the record that, you know, all of these unconstitutional mandates, I said unconstitutional, therefore illegal,
right,
rendering them nugatory, null and void. They have no authority, friends. Defy. No authority, defy. They're exempt. You know this, don't you? You know the WHO and the CDC. It doesn't apply to them. It just applies to us peasants, and us peasants need to wake up and remind those, them demigods that think that they're above the law, that they work for us regardless of what capacity they're in. And by the way, going back to your said governor in Indiana, tell him first. You go first. Get your whole family vaccinated in front of all of us, and we want to make sure it's the same stuff that you're giving everybody else, because you can rest assured, Denny, that's not what they're giving them. That's not what they're giving them. They're not taking the shots. Got to go to the next caller. Thank you very much, Indiana. We got Denise calling from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Denise?
Hi, Bradley. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that, just as everybody else knows, people that have gotten the vaccine and had all these issues, well, 7 days ago, my cousin, who's 51, completely fit, eats all the right food, never had any health problems. She is a nurse, so she was forced to get the jab, but I think she was in line for it, because she was even telling her family to get it. And even though they were against it, she coerced them. Well, anyway, last Friday, she kind of had a headache when she woke up, went to work, and on the way to work, she must have knew something was going to happen, because she called her mom. And she said, I kind of got a headache. And then she called her sister. She said the same thing. And then she called her husband and said, my head really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So she walked into work, into the CDICU, and all of a sudden she started screaming and screaming. And then she was projectile vomiting. Now, mind you, this is a very healthy woman.
Yep, we got 1 minute. 1 minute, but go for it.
Okay, real quick. They took her to the ER, they did a CAT scan, and they found that she threw an embolism.
Oh, no.
Well, here's the bad part. The surgeon that was going to do the surgery, he said, this is happening so much more now with vaccinated people.
Yep. Denise, I have a friend that's an RN out in Minnesota. He's a good friend of mine. And he had told me, if you haven't heard this, but he had told me concerning a phone call I received from him unsolicited about a month and a half ago. He said, Bradley, you know how you live? He said, stay out of the hospital. He said, I've seen more gurneys pass by me than I want to see. And he said, they're all vaccinated. He said, they're all vaccinated.
Yeah, and they're the ones that are spreading it.
That's right. That's right. So we know this.
My brother told me to give a call.
I appreciate it. I appreciate
it. Yeah, good. He calls in all the time and tries to talk to you.
Yeah, hey, say hey to Dan for us. We totally appreciate Dan. And Denise, thank you for bringing that information, because, again, it is important because it's hitting home. I wanted to show you this real quick for those on social media platforms. I played this yesterday. Ex-Pfizer employee tells us the horrifying truth about these vaccinations, and it is what I just highlighted. They're actually the cause, not the cure, of what's taking place. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.